Welcome to the Ado Show. If you are watching or streaming this episode, thank you so much for tuning in. I have an incredible show for you guys today. As you can tell, I'm always smiling. However, today I'm smiling for a specific reason, because this person who is guest co-hosting the entire show, I am such a fan of, and I admire him so much, and I've been fangirling all morning, and it's like almost 2 o'clock that I am actually taping the show, and I still have not got myself together. However, you guys are gonna love him. I love him. Help me welcome to the show for the first time. I told him before season two starts, I gotta get you on season one. Help me welcome Isaac Chung.
Yo! Hi everyone, how's it going?
I'm great, bro. How you doing? What you doing? What do you do nowadays, bro? You such a talented individual, always smiling, good energy. How you doing? What's good? I'm great. I'm talking to you today.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm just doing some work, working on a couple solo projects, got stuff with my band going on, so yeah.
Speaking of that, I was supposed to talk to you this off camera, but I'm just going to say it. Please, I am now, see, this is not even me trying to be professional. I would love, and I think you already know what I'm going to say. If Deja Vu can come on the show for an interview, that would be great.
That would be cool.
That would make my day. Also, if you can, there's this one song that y'all played at the show that I came to. I loved it so much. I love to see it live, and it was Love Something Something Vain.
Oh, Love in Vain.
I have a question.
That's kind of like an upbeat dance song, sort of.
Right. I love that song. I love that. I really do. Was that someone else wrote that, or you guys wrote that?
No, we wrote that. We do mostly originals.
Wow.
Our kind of like, you know, our creative process is sort of like, we'll just like, you know, get together in this very, actually, it's a very small room. It's a tiny room down in my basement. And then we'll just like, someone will have an idea and we'll just go off that, just riff off it, just build it, go outwards, you know, kind of expand just like that. That's how it goes.
Yeah. I like that. I really do. Man, this is going to be a great show today. Well, I'm so excited that you're on here, man. And you're a really busy person. I know everybody loves Isaac. I'm just going to say that. Everybody loves Isaac. I feel like if I'm not here tomorrow, God forbid, if I'm not here tomorrow, I just want to just tell you, I don't really know you, and you know that, but I love you and admire you so much. You're so talented. Hey. I'm not trying to like boost your energy.
It goes both ways.
But no. I gotta tell you. Your support has surprised me because of how many people love you, and so I kind of am like, wow, Isaac actually likes what I do, but and it's not corny or cliche.
Course,
he's not like I'm like he's an actual professional musician that I was fortunate to work with for this amount of time. And
hey, I was lucky to work with you, bro.
Shut up, bro. You,
I'm telling you, I don't know nothing.
No. Can I tell you something? I was actually intimidated by you. I still am to
really?
A certain degree. Yeah, I am. Because I have, I think it's just the respect. It's seeing my favorite artist that I've been listening to since 8 years old. I feel like I have some of that energy towards you. I'm just like, it's just amazing. I know I'm going to keep raving about you, and we got a whole show to do, bro. And I know you got to go because you're so busy and stuff. And I just love that you're on. Okay.
Let me get these. I was going to say, man, you got like just the artist that you are is inspirational, really, because you see a vision. That's like one thing, especially like, you know, working in Baltimore, one of the things why I love Baltimore is because a lot of the artists here have that vision. You know what I'm saying? Like have like, you know, you're talking about like John Tyler, you know what I'm saying? Like Roy, all these people, they have like a clear vision for what they want to do. And that just being around that stuff is inspiring, honestly. So that's, I mean, it goes both ways, bro. I wouldn't be here without you.
No.
Shut up, bro. I'm going to start crying because of you. Shut up, bro. Shut up. I literally, you're just like another brother. But yeah, those guys are amazing too. I just got to say, I check out them all the time. I actually met Angel at your show, and she's amazing.
Mm.
She's
amazing. You're talking about Angel the Alien?
Yeah.
She's incredible.
She's amazing.
She's really good. And yeah. One of the most incredible artists I know.
Yes, she's amazing. And I again, my friend Teray was there, and she was right. I came to see my CCU, and then my cousin's friend was there, and I was like, man, that looked just like him. I was just so inspired to see him because I know he's an artist. And then I was here, and she was like right in front of me. I'm like, yo, that's her.
Yeah,
that's her. Yeah, and it's crazy because I've seen them on social media, but when you see them in person, it's like,
right. I know, it's totally different.
That goes for y'all too. Seeing Deja Vu,
really?
Yeah, that was the first time I seen y'all live.
Yeah, amazing. I remember that. That was fun. That was a fun show.
I can't.
It was a pretty crazy show.
We had to do all
of our own sound and everything.
Yeah, I know. I keep talking over you. Keep going. Keep going.
Oh no! I mean, it was like that. So that actually, I'll let you in a little something. That show, I thought that was going to be our band's last show. And then since then, you know, we've played like 3 or 4 shows or whatever. But I thought that was going to be our last show. It's kind of like the end of the summer type of situation, you know, like everyone was getting ready to go off to school and everything. And it was also like the energy was, you know, like, you know, I can just, as a musician, you can sense an energy, you know what I'm saying? Like the energy of that time was kind of like, you know, you could feel like things were wrapping up. People were ready for closure and whatnot. And it was a fun show, but it's kind of funny how things have gone since then.
Well, let me tell you something. I love that, but I really cannot wait to hear solo projects, stuff from y'all in 2023, 2024, 2026, 2028.
Yeah.
I'm so serious. And we have so much to talk about, but I know we gotta do this. Totally. I know, but I'm like, I really, you guys are so amazing. You guys are so amazing. Are you ready? Are you ready? I know these producers are gonna be mad once they see this tape.
Yeah, let's do this.
You ready? You ready? All right, let's go.
Let's do this.
Well, another national conversation is the idea of protecting freedom of speech. This notion is the reason billionaire Elon Musk has just closed a deal to purchase Twitter. The Tesla and SpaceX CEO is purchasing the social media platform that is valued at approximately $44 billion. Musk says it's not about the money or the potential profit. It's about preserving people's right to express themselves freely on the platform within the bounds of the law. What you think about this, bro? I haven't really talked about Elon Musk on my show, so this is kind of new for me hearing this. But I just talked about this with my brother last night. He did recently buy Twitter. I heard that news, and then, you know, my brother brought it up to me again. He was like, yeah, man, and this is actually real. And
yeah.
I think about it, I'm like,
I heard about this.
I wonder, I'm like, I remember I got Twitter in 2016, but I always say when people buy certain companies and when people make changes, I'm like, how does that affect me? Because sometimes a change doesn't always affect the person who's using the platform. I mean, it does, but then at the same time, it's not always noticeable. You feel me? I know everybody's going to look at me and look at this tape, and it's like, dude, what are you talking about? Well, let me say this. I've used certain platforms and certain DAWs to record stuff, and certain social media outlets. And it depends on what you're using it for, like YouTube. I use YouTube every day. There are changes, I think, every day that's happening on YouTube that doesn't really affect me in a way because of the way I'm using the platform. So I got to say, for him, and I know this was going to come, Elon Musk, him doing this. I mean, he says it's not about the money or the potential profit. It's about preserving people's right to express themselves freely on the platform within the bounds of the law. However, the problem that I know some people have, I don't have it, but I talked about this with somebody else.
Right.
Not my brother. I just want to make that, not Asada. But I talked about this with somebody else, and this person said it's kind of not free. Like, the way he said it, he said he's, you know, it gives the right to for people to express themselves freely. Well, if it gave them, here's the thing. Let's just say Elon Musk made a change to where it's not always used freely because he owns the platform. So at any given moment, he doesn't have to go by this having, you know, like, you know, people's right to express themselves freely on the platform. So, you know, I kind of, even me, I kind of don't agree with that. I'm like, uh-huh. But what if you're in one of your moods, or maybe not one of your moods, but what if you just, because of you and who you are, you're like, okay, forget everybody. Yeah, it's just like, wow, this is really real. Like, at any given moment, he can change on you and be like, oh yeah, you guys are not free no more because I still own the platform. Because
he owns it.
Yeah, what you thinking?
I don't know. I think it's like, you know, to be honest, especially as like an artist, I think that there is I feel a connection to kind of like those who, like, you know, are using and creating, you know what I'm saying? Like, so if you're on Twitter, I'm not on Twitter, but if you're on Twitter, you could totally be a content creator. You could be creating things on Twitter, and those really are the people that I think need to be protected. The same thing on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Like, people like you, you know what I'm saying? You're a creator, you're an artist by doing this. That's like honestly what's most important, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, I of course feel a certain kind of consumer anxiety when, like, someone, for example, like Elon Musk comes on and like owns everything and has this like kind of total control over what goes on, what happens on a platform where people are trying to create, you know, because it's very difficult, you know. And like the kind of also the idea that free speech is involved in this, I think, is kind of like, is very interesting, because that adds a whole other dynamic, because especially on the internet, you know what I'm saying, there's this like this balance that's very important, I think, to kind of find where, you know, you do have freedom of expression, you do have, you know, freedom of expressing, you know, ideas of, you know, creating art, certainly if you're an artist that has to be protected, of saying things, but also it's like you have to make sure that there's a respect there, you know what I'm saying, and that there's like that you have to make sure that you can preserve that right while at the same time, you know, like finding where hate is happening and getting that away from people, you know what I'm saying, taking that out of the equation, because that's not, at that point, it's not freedom of expression no more, it's not freedom of speech, it's just hate, you know what I'm saying, it's just bringing people down, and that's like really what, you know, you can't do that.
Right, and that's my fear with this whole platform thing, because people own stuff and tell you can use it to your extent or whatever. But if you say something, just for example, say something that they don't want on their platform, they can take it away. So I'm not kind of feeling this freedom thing. But what you said does apply so much, especially now, because that is the biggest and bangest thing right now, is just these platforms, just social media platforms, just the biggest bangest thing on the earth. Everybody's like using it. If you're not using it, then you know about it and you know what's happening to it.
It's in your life somehow, you can't avoid it.
Yeah, that's true. Unless you live under a rock, which
unless you do, yeah, unless you
I mean,
it, off the grid. In the
yeah,
middle of nowhere.
I have somebody who told me, I have somebody close to me. He was like, "Dude, you don't live in under rock because you live under a rock, dude." I'm like, "Nah, I just you know when I because I don't I'm not always well. I know some people are not gonna agree with this. However, if when I'm not having my laptop and my phone on, and I'm just focusing on nature. I'm looking at the trees, and right. like today is such a beautiful day outside. I don't know how is it looking, but yeah,
blue sky.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what I want to do instead of like not
hey,
always
we're the same way.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. You know, we were talking earlier about resting and how it's so important, especially for artists. I think that like a lot of that has to do with nature. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta like go out there because. Really what art is for me, at least for artists for me, is to draw on the world around me, you know, and to create something out of that, really. So you can't do that if you're not in the world, you know what I'm saying? So you got to go out there, you got to like be in nature, you know, you just got to be in, you know, if it's not nature, if it's like you live in the middle of the city, then you got to be in that too, you know what I'm saying? Like or just like feel the sun, really, let the sun come down on you, you know, because that's like, you know, you can get as metaphorically as you want, but the sun is the, you know, that's where we get everything, all our energy, you know? So it's like,
I love
it's so
that.
Important.
Sometimes you need that realization of, hey, I'm a human, you know, I have to brush my teeth. I have to get up. I have to drink water. You feel me? You know, we have to do everything else. And here's one thing about me. This is why I think I really love you. Cause you don't, I mean this in no harsh way, but I feel like you're very unique, talented, amazing, positive person. You don't act like the typical musician.
That's funny.
Let me just say that. Like, and I think that's cool. Like you care about yourself. You care about taking care of yourself, and that's why I say you don't act like the typical musician. I hate saying that because I don't like stereotypes or generalizing, but growing up and seeing that in certain spaces, I'm just like, wow, this is like what a musician is. Like, I want to watch SpongeBob and play drums. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like,
well, that is, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not an easy thing to do. You know, it's not like easy to, you know, to take care of yourself, especially if you are an artist, because creating art can be one of the most taxing things on a person emotionally, you know, spiritually for sure. Like, and even physically in some instances, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so it's just like kind of exercise. If you do that, like where you go to the gym, you exercise and then you go to rest, and all those like muscles that you were tearing at the gym are going to build back stronger. And it's the same way with music, really. It's the same way with art, you know, cause you have to create and you have to rest. You have to consider, you have to listen, you know what I'm saying? That type of stuff is all very important. And really, you know, the here's a visualization for it that I think about sometimes in terms of the sun and stuff like that, because I was getting at that earlier. I know it's kind of funny. It's all kind of a little bit silly, but I think it's funny. You can think of, if, you know, in some instances, you can think of an artist as a flower, you know, as a little bud in the ground that's growing. And the sun and the water and the soil, everything, all of it's taking everything from its environment, because its roots are in there and it's taking everything from around it, that as an artist does. And through that, and as the sun comes down with the heat and with the sunlight, and as the water, the rain comes down, as the soil enriches the roots and everything, and as the bud grows, you know, a flower comes out, and that's the art, that's the creation. And by doing that, you beautify the world, you know, you make the world a little bit more beautiful, or you add or more complex, you know, you complicate the world, which I think is, you know, an artist's job to a certain extent.
I'm not going to say nothing to that, because that's a good place to stop. There's more of the Ado Show after this. Stick around. Welcome back to the Ado Show. I read something from Corey Allen that says, quote, mental clarity is not having an empty mind. It's seeing your thoughts as passing notes and realizing you don't have to get caught up in them. You have the power to let them go, turn them into actions, or just reflect on the insights that they share. When I read this, it kind of like hit me a little bit, because I'm not really, I'm not used to like reading Corey Allen stuff. However, I saw this and I was like, huh, because I think really deep, and I've really been thinking a lot, because just a lot of stuff that has been happening with me, not trying to make it all about me, but it really resonated with me. And then I was like, well, it didn't just resonate with me, but I believe it can resonate with a lot of other people within what they do and how they go about life and their everyday life, going, you know, getting up and doing what they have to do. And when I, like, just hearing that, seeing your thoughts as passing notes and realizing you don't have to get caught up in them,
right?
That for me, this is just me, I can't say this for anybody, your thoughts are not the boss. Thoughts come and go. I'll just say that. It's like your feelings. Like, you have control over how you feel. And I know that sounds, I know some people aren't gonna agree with that, but I've seen that happen. You can control how you feel. You can control your thoughts. Every thought, every feeling doesn't have to be executed by you. It might be formed in here, and it doesn't have to be executed within actions. And that's one of the most important things I've learned. I realized I got to it like age where there were certain people who I've seen that executed their actions with the first thought and the first feeling they had.
Right.
And I remember getting into spaces, and not just in music spaces, but just friendship spaces and unknown spaces, being in unknown places, and not everybody is, you know, feeling, you know, and, you know, punching the punching bag at first. And I was like, I've seen this before, but I haven't seen it enough for it to convince me that I can do that. I don't always have to be.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
nah, it's true.
I think that's one of the reasons why most, not even most, all of my friends are, they don't really yell. They're very calm. Your environment, I think this is one of the reasons why I love him, because I want to be with people like him. I'm glad you're here. I want to be, I'm every, and y'all know, my friends know this, every person that I meet, y'all, I will say this, I think, and I know this is kind of like a revelation for me, what makes it do is everybody who's around me. Who you are, Isaac, the reason why I really like you is because you're kind of inspiring me to act the way you do, and to do the things you do, and to smile the way you smile, and to think positive the way you think.
Yeah, and I mean, I think really what what music really has helped me find is that, like, life really is, it's not so much that I wouldn't say necessarily that I'm an optimist per se. Like, I don't think that I'm like necessarily taking a bad situation and framing it in a good way. I think really what it is for me is that like through music, I've been able to realize that there is good and bad in everything. You know, there's complexity, really is what I like to call it. Like, that is complication, and complication is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Complication is what life is. You know what I'm saying? There's like, and that's why, you know, you listen to, like, you're playing, you know, some keys or whatever, and you play like a major 7 chord, and it just hits you so right. Because that chord, really what it is, if you deconstruct it, on the bottom you have a major triad, on the top you have a minor triad. And that's dark and light, you know, that's bad and good kind of coming together. And it's like revealing that really these two things shouldn't be, like, you know, competing. You know, bad shouldn't be competing with good. Good shouldn't be competing with bad. You know, yin and yang, dark and light, these things shouldn't be competing, but rather they are one and the same in a lot of ways. And it's kind of like an appreciation for that is what I think music can lead people to. And why people are so drawn to music is because you can interact with that complexity through music in a way that you can't through other things.
So in case you didn't get that, I'm going to need you to rewind that and just play that, because I feel like I need to hear that 100 times. I'm so serious. And I think one of the greatest things about art is that it's subjective.
Yes, absolutely.
I know we're branching off into a different topic, but he keeps bringing something about art and it really keeps hitting me. I'm like, this is why I love music, because if someone's angry at you, they can just play it out in a song, not in their fist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, really.
And so what you were talking about, specific triads, and progressions and like stuff of that nature, you can really go so deep.
Yeah.
Totally. And explain,
I mean, absolutely can.
Explain the whole situation. I'm not talking about some corny cliche stuff. I'm talking about when you have a story or a situation that you want to write about. And this is why somebody keeps telling me you need to write every day, and not in the sense of write every day because I need to. Write every day because you want to.
Because you want to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because
you live that way.
Yeah, because you live that way. It's it's like out of habit. And I don't even like saying that, because you need... Here's the thing. I think one of the reasons why I haven't really started to do that right every single day is because I always felt a pressure and a need to. And I think this is one of the reasons why I was able to do this show and able to meet people like you and so many other people outside of Maryland. I was like, can I say that? But yeah, outside of Maryland, traveling and being open, because you kind of, it's kind of like getting out of your comfort zone. You got to like trust. That trust
totally.
Has to like, you have like, and it's your art. If you love yourself, if you love what you're saying in your story, be confident in that. Like, don't let somebody's eyes, you know, intimidate you, or somebody's gesture, you know, that's right. You. That's, if it comes from you, let it, you know, let it be naturally, let me see you. Let me see you.
Totally. Yeah.
I mean,
I think it's like, I do think it's one of the most, you know, like terrifying things to do, really. Because of that reason, because you have to like put trust into something, you know, like if you're a musician, you're putting trust into something that you can't even really touch. You can't even really hold that, you know what I'm saying? But you just have to like believe in it. You have to believe in like in the sound, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's like, once you get to that point, you can create something that's very incredible. I'm not at that point yet. I'll tell you that much right now. I've got a ways to go.
And when he might not claim it, but when I see it, I'll be the first one in the back corner. I'll be like, man, I'm just so, cause I, every time I see him, and I'm so serious, I'm just coming. And I know we're going to end the show. We're about to end the show right now, because I know we got, like, I know, but I just want to say, like, being in certain spaces and seeing everybody do their thing and recording live records and recording studio records or doing big shows and big festivals and live concerts and whatnot and sessions, I'm always in the back. I tried my best to show up with the transportation that I have, and I'm always in the back corner. I'm like, man, I really, really like it. You touch my heart, and it's just like, wow. And this is, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm speaking about you, not just your band, but you as an individual, you know, doing projects of your own, which I really can't wait to hear. And also anything, I believe we're talking about things right now, and there are things that you might do or I might do that we're not mentioning right now, but it might not be for him. I can't wait until you do those. And I can't wait until you do those. And I can't wait until everybody who's like, and I know there are people who are going to watch me right now and who's probably watching me right now. I'm like, yo, I can't wait to hear or see everything you're doing. And I'm saying this for the rest of 2022, for 2023, 2024. I'm so serious. I'm going to keep replaying it because I'm so incredibly like, I feel like I'm moving. I don't feel like I'm always in the same place. I feel like every person that I'm seeing is always moving. You know, you always need movement. If I'm not, I want to be around people who are in with movement. If I don't feel or if I don't sense any movement, I can't be with you. I need somebody who's going to move me to the next dimension. I need somebody who's going to move me to my next level. I need music that's going to move me to where I need to be. I need something that's going to move me to go right home after that concert and get on my piano. I need something to move me. You know what I'm saying? So like if I get that, and I'm not saying I'm gonna be energetic all the time when I go to my piano, but the execution of it and the way the performance is determines how I go about my next project. Because everything that you see and everything that, and which a lot of people don't always really pay attention to, everything that you might hear or see, it, if you pay attention to it long enough, it does hit you in a sense. It kind of has somewhat of an effect on you. That's why your environment, count your friends. I would say this.
It's so important.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna be done talking because I know I'm holding up time, and I know I'm looking at time, and I only have like 2 more minutes left. I want to say this. When you think about your friends, and this is only one example, I always say, okay, you have 10 fingers, right? You have 10 fingers. I always say, I hate using biblical standpoints because I know everybody ain't, you know, a Christian, but Jesus only had three disciples. All right, Peter, James, and John. And every critical moment in Jesus' life, it was Peter, James, and John, because Jesus needed to know that the snakes needed to be cut. Okay, you don't want any snakes in the grass. So count your fingers. If you have more, and I'm not saying you have to have exactly 10 friends, but you need to know who's your in your environment. That's what you need to know. I'm not trying to be this. Listen, I know there's this one kid that really loves me. He's like, every time I talk to a dude, he's very deep and intellectual. But I feel like a lot of the people, and to me, you're talking to a 12-year-old, a dude, Isaac. Ever since you've seen me, I've acted like a 12-year-old. And I feel like I still am this 12-year-old kid who's learning so much from people like you. I mean, you're so amazing, man. And I mean that in no corny way. I'm not saying that because we're on camera. I really, because I know after this, I'm not gonna be able to talk to you. But I'm like, you're just people like you. You don't know what you do to the heart. You never know what seed you're planting, and how your music, I mean, like the EP that your band released. Oh my gosh! Okay, so let me shut up. Anyway.
Appreciate you. let me just say this, there are two things that you said that just really resonate with me. The first thing is that you were saying it's a movement. Like you wanna have a movement with music, really. And I think that's a great way to look at music, is a movement, because that's really what it is. It's at the same time a movement and also a state of being. You know, how can something in the world be a reflection of what is and also a hope for the future, a promise for the future? You know what I'm saying? And even if that, as a matter of fact, take into account what's been done before, because everything, all music is built off of what's been done before, really. You know, it's a generational thing, you know? And that's why I think music is a movement. And to be a part of that movement is a very valuable and very, you know, I feel blessed every day to be a part of that movement. But and the second thing that I just want to say is that talking about like being a 12-year-old kid, that's what an artist is in a lot of ways. Is an artist is someone who's able to preserve the energy, the mentality of a kid within them as they grow up. That creativity, that urge to, that just intrinsic urge to create and to interact. You know what I'm saying? Because that's really what it is. And that's like I feel the same way. I feel so young. Like no matter how old I get, I feel like as long as I'll have, you know, as long as I have my trumpet, as long as I have my keyboards, I'm gonna feel like a boy, you know, it's a young kid just growing up and having fun. And that's why I love it. That's why I do it, really.
I love that you stopped by. We got to take a break. However, there's more of the Ado Show after this. Stick around. Welcome back to the Ado Show. My guest for today is an NYC-based music group that have such a passion and musical ability to target such genres like hip-hop, jazz, pop, and more. The heart, the energy, and the artistic slash creative minds of these talented individuals got me jumping up and down in my seat. I'm telling y'all, I mean, I got friends who have talked about this band so much, and they're not even from my area, but I'm just like, yo, like, they don't even know me. I'm just a stranger to them, but it's just like, I remember I saw the every time I do this show, I have this name pop up. It's always a name before we start taping the show. And once I see the name, especially if somebody I know is just like, yo, I've been watching for a long time and he don't even know this. But like, they don't even know who I'm talking about yet because there's only two of them on the call right now. But I don't want to spoil it yet because I have a lot more to say before the producers get mad at me and say, you messed it up. Well, I probably already did. Well, the heart, the energy, the passion, the artistic creative minds are definitely in these talented individuals that got me jumping up and down in my chair when I first heard about them. Help me welcome Miguel Rosso and Victorio from See? I messed it up. You gotta say it for me. Just say it for me. Wait, okay. Juvenoia. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I got it. Yeah. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? How you doing?
Good. Yeah, doing.
Y'all chilling. Are you guys right now in NYC right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're at home right now.
That's your hometown. So that's where you guys all live there. Just the whole band and that's dope, bro. That's dope. You know, I was in New York just last year to do a taping of this show, and I was like, I want to find more stuff to do there because I'm always like doing something that I'm like with family, and I want to always do something different. And it's good that I'm doing stuff with family, but I'm like, yo, we got to check out some stuff that like, you know, I just discovered new, and you guys were one of them. I'm like, that is just you guys, again, I have so much respect that you guys have no idea about. I mean, even if we weren't even doing this show, I tell you, you guys are, of course, I know you guys know it, but it's so like different just seeing it from a different perspective. And I love everything that you guys do. And yeah, you guys are just amazing. All you guys, Miguel, let me tell you something about Miguel. Hold on. So long story short, Claudio, actually, I knew about, I found, if y'all watch a couple tapings back, I had Claudio on my show as a guest, and I knew Claudio through this guy right here. I've watched him for the past 3 years, and right now, I'm kind of fangirling right now, so excuse me, Miguel, I'm sorry, but it's like, oh man, oh, let me get myself together, I only got a few minutes. Yeah, this guy just, please, my leg's shaking right now. Please just go watch what he does, and you'll know. I want to call you Victorio, but you're not. It's not Victorio. It's Vittorio. I see no C. It's Vittorio. But I'm loving y'all energy, and you guys are amazing on stage. And I know you guys have been doing shows all year long, and it's just incredible because you guys are sharing the stage with a lot of musicians and a lot of artists that I also saw on your website, and it's incredible. But you guys just and I haven't even seen you guys live, but just from what I've seen, it's just and so incredible. And I remember when I was talking, I talked about you, Miguel, on the show, and I was like, Claudio actually mentioned it. I was waiting for him to mention it because if I mention your name, I'm gonna go on like a 5-hour run on how someone inspires me. It's just like, yo, he's like one of the
people that I discovered 3 years ago. So it's just amazing, man, just to see you guys. And yeah, how you doing? I'm gonna stop talking before I get shut down.
Bro, thank you for the kind words. First of all, I'm doing. Band is working. Cool stuff happening.
I know you're kind. You're kind of cutting in and out, but we're gonna get you straight a little bit. You're good, man. Yeah. I know you're cutting in and out. I know this connection is like.
Oh damn.
Go ahead. Take your time, man.
Yeah. So, no. Like I said, we're doing good. The band is working on a lot of cool things to come up. We're working on like projects. Working on putting together more shows. Or music. So yeah, just be on the lookout for what's to come. There's a lot of cool things that are to come really soon. So
amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's definitely it's been a good year. We got to do a couple shows and release a lot of, you know, present a lot of original music. So just looking forward to having more opportunities to present what we've been working on.
I'm excited to hear, and I know everybody else is excited to hear what you guys are doing. And if you are not, if you guys are like, I honestly feel like it'll do me like a disservice if I don't let you guys know how like gifted, and I'm not even in the genre. I don't even, they're in a separate entity, and I'm just like, something about them is very unique. You know, we like that word unique is very like powerful, and a lot of people don't use it. That's just what I think. I don't think a lot of people use that word. I'm just like, yo, you got something really special, something really unique. It really is unique what you guys are doing. How did this whole thing become what it is now, this whole band construction?
Well, I mean, me and Miguel have been for a few years now. I mean, we've just been doing everything together. And the pandemic kind of time where there wasn't any, so we were just locked up at school in the dorms with a lot of time to think, you know, create stuff. We could, like, let's start a different project. And the only, you know, way to present music at that time was social media. So we spent a lot of time making videos for things to start coming up. And then we were able to, you know, actually go and present that music that we were working on. But it just came from being down at a, with no opportunity to share our art. We just wanted to play something to, you know, present.
Of course. That's something very special about it. I'm sorry. I can't see if someone's talking. I can't see if someone else wants to talk. But I'm just so inspired by what you just said, because it's so meaningful. And what you guys let out, the energy and the passion and the drive that you have for the message and what you do in your performances and in your music as well. And I know you guys are working on a lot of stuff now. It's very meaningful. I can see that a lot, especially just in the, just the way you guys, you know, from an outsider's point of view, you guys have like such like a message to convey that you don't even have to speak it out of your mouth. All you got to do is just use your hands and feet and do your thing, do you. I love it. You guys are just very creative in your own ways, in a way I never seen it before. You're Vittorio, you're a keyboardist, right?
Yeah.
And you, boy, that's just me. Like I think that's the keyboardist, because I'm like, he's just so amazing and very. You seem like a very bright person. I just want to say that right now. I don't know if I'm ever gonna see you again, but I don't know. I'm looking at you. I'm like, you just seem like a very bright person. Without like, besides music, I'm just like, I don't know, something about you. It's just very, you're just very amazing. I'm like, I wasn't even planning to say this. I'm supposed to be following what this thing says. They gave me this, but I tell you, I told y'all this right before we started. I'm like, the moment we start taping this, it ain't going to be the way the producers want it. But hey, look, they know, once I'm a big fan of a lot of bands, like, again, like, I really got excited when I saw the name Miguel Russell pop. I'm like, ah! But again, like, you guys are so great. I'm fangirling, y'all. You guys are like, y'all don't even know. But yeah, like I said, my favorite thing that I've seen from you guys was when you guys had played Today with Vigor. That was on YouTube, actually. But then I saw the clip reposted about like 3 times from people that I know. And like every single one of you guys just, you know, like were off the charts, literally. I mean, literally. That was one, that's not even one of mine. That is my favorite, like right now, currently. I can't say nothing back. And I also, you know, I really like this one part because I was just watching it. You know, I had to watch it again because I was like, I want to make sure when I do this taping right here for this show, I want to make sure I get everything I want to say, because I know tonight I'm going to watch this back and I'm be like, yo, I should have told Miguel this, because I probably won't ever see him again. So like, I really like the part when like the video cuts to 3 screens and like where the drums are on 2 screens and the rest is like, the rest of the musicians are on the other screen. It's just like so cool. And I know you guys have people who work for that, and it's just incredible. I'm sorry, I'm just smiling too much. I gotta stop smiling.
Well, that was a really fun video. Thanks to my Lozano for our, you know, editing all of that. It was good to release.
Artists to artists talking. What's the most challenging thing now than, you know, when it comes to just creating from scratch with music?
I think the most challenging thing, I feel like the understanding that you can't really take out of thin air. Like, what we're doing is just like, we're, our whole band with the band just based solely off of just like feeding off of each other's like vibes immediately, like during the concert, feeding off of the end vibes. I mean, feeding off of the audience's vibes, feeding off of each other's vibes, feeding off of what everybody else is playing, how the room is, what, you know. So like I said, it's like all of this is like, it's never from scratch. It's never out of thin air. It's always just, you know, just being very aware what's going on at that time,
right? And specifically, just dive in a little bit deeper into that, you know, before, you know, becoming an artist, just talking about being a musician, what made you say, okay, I want to go a little bit more further and deeper into this?
That's a good question, actually. For me personally, I was always kind of just, I was always since pretty much the day I was born. So it was just like more of a natural thing to just be like, okay, I'm going to seriously and go deeper. So I can't really tell you when that happened or what happened that made me do that, that made me like figure it out. I don't know. It was just a very natural thing for me to do. I was playing drums all my life and I was just like, you know what, like, this is what I'm going to do. I don't know how to do anything else. So I'm about to just get great at this. Like,
yeah. Did you see yourself at any given moment in life forming what you have now and like even currently, not, you know, with this group, with the group that you guys are a part of, and even the current projects that you're working on now, was that ever a thought?
I definitely didn't think of this happening at all. I mean, Vittorio can elaborate more on this, but this was definitely a spur of the moment kind of thing where it's just like, it was basically just attached to our friendship. Like, we just met each other and just kind of, I don't know. Like, yeah, like I said, Vittorio can elaborate more on this, but
my bad. Somebody was at the door. I had the buzz in there. But,
this is real life stuff. Yeah, keep going. This is live television.
That's very true.
No, I'm good. I'm
sorry. No, what Miguel said is really true. I mean, I think the band reflects our friendship in a way that it's very, like, of the moment, let's just go seize the day type energy. Like, it definitely falls along those lines of, like, let's just do this. Let's just start. I mean, when I hang out, that's the kind of energy we're always going. Like, let's just go bike through the streets and stuff, go do different fun activities. So it definitely matches. And just having this stuff. And I think that's what makes it, you know, exciting. And it matches the energy of it. It has like a youthful kind of in the moment that drives it still because of that.
You guys have an incredible story that I'm so excited that, you know, you guys are sharing, because it's so incredible to hear people's what they see and how they convey stuff. And we're talking about different individuals that have a creative mind like none other. Like, there will never be another Miguel Russell or Vittorio, like, in the history of time. That's what I'm talking about. Like, and it's funny because there's like over 8 billion people on this earth. However, not everybody's able to do what you guys are doing, in, especially in this time of life. And we talk about time, and, you know, throughout these many shows, I've noticed, and this is not even intentional, I've noticed that a lot of my conversations have really, and I'm not just talking about this pandemic, but it has really went back to like time and where we're at as a society and where we're at, you know, when it comes to like how deep are we are in our relationships, especially our friends, our very close ones, our dear ones, the ones that is like, you can say I love you so many times to them, like, but they'll never know how deep the love of a friend. I'm going too deep, because it's like, I see, like, I know when a friend is really a friend, because it's like you see that connection and you see that chemistry, and y'all chemistry is off the chain. And I that's why I told my producers, I said, even Claudio, I was like, I want to surprise him with this, because he don't even know. Because if he knew that I got this man on the show, he'd jump up and down. Because I'm like, hey man, this is all y'all. I'm just so blessed to know y'all. I don't even know y'all. I really don't. I just am such a fan of you guys. I'm so blessed to even be able to talk to y'all, because I've seen just enough just to say, there is so much coming out from you guys. And please, mind you, you know, I'm taping this on a Sunday, but I only met them like 30 seconds before I started saying rolling, because, you know, you kind of really don't. I kind of really didn't need like that. They didn't need that introduction, or they didn't like to you know. You know, I'm stuttering because I'm just like, you guys don't know how big of a fan I am actually right now. I'm like, yo, talking to them right now. Okay. What else do I got? No. But do you guys have anything that you can say? Don't feel pressure. Anything that you can say that is being worked on right now by you guys?
Yeah. First, I just want to mention that we're really grateful to be here this platform. And along with the great friends that Miguel and I have, it's like we're very lucky. The people that played with Jan, Bird, Tim Watson, Stephon Clement, Wansby Harriet, Gary, it's like those people drive you so much. It's not just the friendship, it like expands our great friendship. It's an environment, you know, just grow. But I'll let Miguel talk about upcoming. I wanted to add.
Yeah, upcoming projects we got. The most recent one that's going to come up is we're actually recording Tim Watson's album. That's cool. We'll be doing that. We'll be recording on May. I think May 24th to the 27th. I want to say.
Yeah,
and then other than that, we're also working on. I mean, working. To work on our own, form our music more, and then at some point work on releasing something as a band. But yeah, as far as recording projects, we've got Tim Watson's album, and also we're working on a West Coast tour to happen this summer. So yeah, those are the two like nearest those are the two like things that are happening in the near future. So
that's dope. Now I just gotta ask this one question because I know my time is basically almost out. However, okay, so you guys have crazy hair. This is the craziest question I'm gonna ask. See, I wanna have like a lot of hair. And I mean, I have a lot of hair, but I want to have more hair. And both of you guys have like really like crazy hair. Well, not crazy, but it's just like you guys have a lot of hair. So do you guys plan on like growing it like crazy, just like big out, you know, like I don't even care, like
I mean, for me, yeah, I'm growing it, like, you know, I'm just like, I got the crazy locks, form locks going. I'm about to just grow it till they get too long, until I get too tired of them. Like, yeah.
I mean, I definitely get a cut once a year, but
no, you don't. No, you don't. No.
I mean, I've just definitely been. It's like a mental thing. Let it grow out and. I think I look better that way, but eventually I'll cut it all off. But that's how I feel. At a point where I feel different, you know, I'll get rid of the hair. But
amen.
I like it as.
Dude, different's you. Different is all you guys. You guys are different, unique in your own way. One of my favorite quotes that I heard, I call it a quote, but I heard Styx say this, yo, everybody's unique in their own way. You just got to embrace it. And that was talking about difference. And I love it because embracing your differences means so much because you're going to have that outpour of your differences come to light. And those are the things that will stand out to people and that can inspire somebody. Now, as corny as that sounds, I promise you it's way deeper. It's more meaningful than I can even explain to you even in this moment. And I hope and pray this like really touches somebody, or at least speaks to somebody in a way that like you can like that you can understand. Be comfortable within yourself. You know, the moment you know the moment you know what your purpose here is on earth, it's like, yo, it's like, I promise you, it's the greatest thing. I don't even think I really know myself. And I'm just like, just seeing just the little bits of things and people, I'm like, I just wonder. I'm like, please. You guys are always welcome to come back on the show, but I'm like, you guys have such like a light, and I'm not talking musically. I'm talking about just your hearts as an individual. Y'all very calm, but y'all go crazy on the energy. It's a whole nother, and Miguel is so serious. And I'm just like very, and sometimes I don't even want to mess with them. I'm just like, my gosh, like. Come on, you gotta smile a little bit. No, that's cool. But you guys are just incredible. You guys are always welcome. You guys are my two favorite people, though. I'm just gonna tell you right now. You guys really are. Like, I'm really glad I'm able to have both of you guys. And I know my time is almost out because the Zoom call is about to end. So if I'm still taping this show and it just goes out, I love you guys. You guys are amazing. Check out when they are performing right now. The link is on the screen right now for all the information you guys need. Please make some noise at home. Miguel Russell and Victorio, everybody. I can't even. Oh my gosh, I don't want to leave. Stick around. There's more. Stick around. There's more of the Ado Show after this.
That's all the time that we have for today. If you would like to view clips from today's show, head on over to my YouTube channel for more exclusive content. Also, if you want to stream full episodes of this show, you can, since the show is on all streaming platforms, which are available for download on the Google Play Store and the App Store. And finally, make sure to tune in to the Adu Show, not weekdays, every day, only on YouTube.com and on all other streaming platforms available. Isaac, come back on the show whenever you
want. Anytime, man. Yeah, it was great to be here. Thank you so much for letting me on.
You are so amazing. Oh, man. And I can't wait. I know I met your band. His band is amazing, but I'm like, I can't wait, bro. You guys are so amazing. I've waited for this for so long. I didn't even know you watched the show, but I'm like, wow. I'm like, dang.
Who would have thunk?
Here we go. Isaac is on my show. Oh my gosh. Yo, I'm trying to be. This is how I am off camera. I'm just like everywhere. I'm gonna be jumping around right after you leave. Yo, I love you. I admire you. You're so amazing. Your work is you're just talented.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, hey, it's all love. It's all love, dude.
I'm so real when I say this. You know I'm real when I say this. I say this not to just say that. When people say, "Oh, what type of artists do you like?" I'm very particular. So you really are. You don't even have to say anything good about me. I'm so serious. I'm not saying this so you can say something about me. I'm so serious. I just want you to know that you really admire. I really admire you. If you never knew me from Adam, that'd be fine. I just wanted a picture with you, and I'll leave. That's it. I love you, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, man. And we're definitely gonna jam this summer. We're gonna make some music. That's a definite yes, man.
This is an honor talking to him. Okay. What do I have to say? I have a minute left. Stay cool, live life until next time.